everybody. This is Ron Amatron. So tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. So we're going to go there in a few minutes here. So if you like some healing work done, you can work with the light beings up there. They'll help you out with healing. And we'll see how that works out for everybody. So let's first do an emotional clearing for everybody. And we'll go back a day or two here. Think of an event that happened to you, triggered you, maybe Thursday, Friday, maybe today too. And just see, think of one of those. We'll try to release that from you. Get rid of the emotional trauma. So here we go. To release that, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a mental clearing here. This will help to balance your left and right brain. And here we go again. Think of a situation that maybe caused you problems mentally. Here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do the mind to heart drop like we do on most of the programs. This should be, you should be doing yourself. Just think of an elevator, and you have to command your spirit to bring this energy down, this the mind energy, the thoughts that you have inside of your head, and to have it reside in your heart. So here we go. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Think of an elevator dropping. Then we'll go to the light shift. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So let's bring up the light beam on the monitor screen. We'll energize that. When we go to the light shift, this will not work on the archive, but you will probably feel the energy if you do listen to the archive show on BBS Radio. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And we'll bring in some wonderful peace energy. So here it comes. So stronger, stronger. And you go down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. So if you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, flowers, trees, gardens, you can do that too. And like I said, this will not work on the archives because you have to be with me personally on the program to go to the light ship. But you will feel the energy of peace. So I'll count to five as we go up. Just sit back and relax and request one healing tonight. And you'll be in many different rooms, and the light beings will help you out with that if they possibly can as far as what's going on with you. Remember, your healings are effective. Their effectiveness is determined by how much work you've done on yourself and your genetic predisposition on healings. So if you have a lot of gunk inside of you, emotional traumas and things, the healings may not work because you have to get rid of those dense energies. Remember, the energies on the light ship, when you go there, you're completely healed. But when you come back here, and you're coming back here a zillion times a second, those energies that are here with you, the DNA blockages will take the healing and invalidate it because they come back into your frame of reference here. So here we go. But if you have worked on yourself, you may have a miracle tonight. So it's up to you how much you've done on yourself with your consciousness, releasing the blockages from the past. So I'm going to count to five as we go to the light ship. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there now. And we're talking to the light beam doctors. There's many different types there. And they're all there to help us. You should feel pretty much at peace. And we're now going to go into the first room, which is the red room. This is for light force energy. So we'll bring that in. I'll use the word stronger to do that, or I'll count to 10 during these healings. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, you're on the light ship with your physical body and the clothes that you're wearing. And so it's your spirit. And we're going to go to another room. We'll go into the room where they can help us release pain from us here. So if you have any current physical pain, just think of that now. If not, think about a time that you had pain, because it's still with you, but you may not be experiencing that. So here we go, the pain release room. And this energy is a black energy with golden speckles in it. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, a lot of pain out there. Stronger. Wow, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next we're going to go to another room. We'll go to the room where they have the very, very large flowers. These are like big daisies. And here's this energy of that coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, I request your healing. You want to do it every minute or so, because they see you as perfect all the time. And you have to change one state of perfection to the next. And let's go to an oxygen room here. This is where they have a large cylinder with little bubbles in it. So here we go. We're in this container. Bubbles are forming around us. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go to another room. Let's go to the room where they have deer. The deer are going to help us do healings here. There's always normally three light being doctors, and they're showing up now as deers. And they will have their incarnation as a deer on some planet after ascension. So here comes the deers to help us out with healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you just joined us a little bit late, we'll take you up right now to the light ship. I'll count to 5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you're there now. Now let's go into a room which has the dolphins. If you wish to feel the dolphins' energy, you can put your hands out in front of you, move them up and down, back and forth, and your hands will stop in a certain location. You may actually feel the texture of the dolphin skin. So here comes the dolphins. So stronger, stronger, remember, request healing, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go into another room. Let's go into the room where they have the elephant energy. So there's three large elephants coming. Here they are. So again, I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, request your healing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty nice. Let's go into the Bumblebee room. And we can ride on those if we wish. We can also feel their fur if we wish to feel that. I guess it's called fur. I don't know. That's what it looks like. The bumblebees are pretty large, and I guess the fur on them are about 3 inches in length. So here we go. You can put your hands out and feel that too, and we can fly around with them. So here comes the bumblebee. So bringing their energy in, request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one other location here. Let's go into where they work with our muscles. And they'll start to work with our neck, working down our spine. So starting right now, these are the females coming in. So I'll count to 10. They feel your body moving on its own. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They're moving now to the center of our back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now going down to our waist. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And working down now, we'll go down to our bottom of our feet also. Working down our spine to the bottom of our feet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're in all these rooms previous. They're still working with us, so request your healing. We'll go to the tree room, and this is where the large trees are. Some are about 20 foot in diameter, so you can have fun with the trees. Just hug them and crawl up them, enjoy their energy. Bringing their energy in, so stronger, 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 and stronger. I have a request for the quarantine room. That's where they get rid of the octopus energies, the alien life forms that are inside of us. So we could take out maybe an orb energy if you like. So here we go. Get rid of one of these orbs. These are the scouts for the jellyfish to cause us harm. So here we go. I count to 10. You may feel your body get lightened up here as they leave you. So here goes the orb. So, and that's also on the website, creationlightship.com, and it's a free healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into a room where they have the penthouse. This is up on the top of the lightship. We can see the stars. These are all stars of light, not like we have here. So we can enjoy their energy. So here comes the star healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that feels wonderful. Wow. So let's go to a room where they can help us if you have a headache to release that here. So here we go. Might feel your temples being massaged or something. Maybe the top of your scalp. Here we go. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll do a sample here of the circulatory clearing that's on the website. So bring in this energy here. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, you might feel your body change somewhat. You might feel like your blood is being very calm, very smooth going through you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that feels pretty good. So you may feel your body relaxing now. And let's go into a room where they have the green energy for healing. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that feels great too. So here we go. We'll do one more clearing here. I have one request from my heal for a thyroid, so here we go. We'll do a thyroid healing, so everybody can ask for that if you wish. Remember, we're in the all the previous rooms before this too at one time, so here we go. This to help your thyroid. So stronger, 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 and these are little like lightning bugs coming to us. You're stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one final room, the hot tub room. And we all have our own hot tub. We're going to be in the golden gel energy right now. So it's a gold energy to go through and around our body to help us for healing, to get rid of maybe toxins, poisons in us. So going into this room right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just let you have maybe a little bit of silence here for 15 seconds or so. Request your healing. You might want to get up, walk around, see how you feel, and just see how these healings are working for you. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time for the body to catch up. The healings are already done as you request them. But like what I said, you know, it depends. You know, as you have the healing on the light ship and you come back here, then all these emotional traumas, these invisible energetic bodies that are around you, come back into full force. And unless they're cleared away, the healings may not work the way you'd like them to. And that's the reason, because these energies are taking the blueprint of perfection away from you. So again, here's more of the hot tub energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's come back from the light shift. So we're thanking all the different doctor teams. There's quite a few tonight working with us. Remember, the healings are between you and them. And if you brought any animals or pets up, then they're coming to us right now to join us. And our flowers, trees, gardens, etc. also coming. I'll count from 5 to 1 backwards so you can actually feel the energy shift. Most people feel a change at about maybe between 3 and 4. So here we go, coming back to the earth here in a sense. The light ship will disconnect its energy from you. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now we're disconnected in here. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace tonight, someplace, somewhere?
Yep, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And oh, that was wonderful. Going to the lightship is just always so wonderful, so great, and it just every time you go, you're completely in the moment, so it sort of feels like you've never gone before, but that you've never left, so it's pretty amazing. I hope everyone enjoyed that. And so for the rest of the hour tonight, we're going to take your questions for Ron, healing requests, comments. If anybody would like to call in, we would love to talk to you live. That's always a lot of fun. And let's see, the phone number to call is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And if you aren't able to actually call in, you can type your questions on the fast chat. But it's really fun. We'd love to hear from you live, too, so that's great. So while we're waiting for a call, we'll just get into whatever we have on the fast chat now. Let's see. I guess we had just comments about our questions for certain rooms. So I guess we don't have any questions yet, Ron. So what would you like to talk about?
Boy, we could talk about the alien races that are being released now. The lightship is back to about 12,000 B.C. And so remember, these are the aliens that connected to people as they did their rituals, we'll say, or prayer work, anything that dealt with connecting to some energy force outside of yourself, which is what the aliens connect to. It may not look that way to you sometimes, but remember, when you pray outside of yourself, you're at prey, and they're waiting to prey on you. And so this is true of all the God energies that are out there, and they're eliminating that type of energy so that the people here can have their freedom back and have the aliens, get extricated from this planet because it's actually, harming, the Earth spirit immensely. Like I mentioned before, the worst thing that happened here recently was the harmonic convergence in 87, where people opened up the vortexes and stargates because they thought that the Earth spirit or the people here was not attuned enough or wanted to have more peace energy or love energy to raise the consciousness here, and the consciousness is only just being taken away by the aliens. So as you tune into that energy and was thinking that people were becoming more evolved by doing so to try to help other people, you just strictly, if you were involved with that, opened up and allowed more alien intervention here, which makes it worse. So that's why we have the problems that we probably have today, is because of people doing these rituals and believing that they're doing something very good for the planet, where they're actually causing harm to the Earth spirit, the planet, and all of humanity. Remember, it all starts with you, and nothing outside of yourself is more powerful than you, so don't think that you have to bring something into yourself because you already have it, and that's the whole process here. So that's the religious clearing. So they're working on that to get rid of these energies that the ignorant people have brought forth from the past, going outside of themselves, thinking that they can do something. And the dark side does give them a benefit. They will help you out, bring lots of things to you, because the dark side, will validate your experience. And that's how you have your self-fulfilling prophecy. Along with the 100th monkey scenario. That's all done by mind energy. Mind energy works in time. So mind, time, aliens are, to me, all the same. It's all negative stuff. When you're in the heart, you're out of time. And that's source energy. That's what created you when you're out of time and you connect to your spirit. So as long as you go along with the predictions and everything else, then you're in time. And that's the darkness. So it's up to you to choose where you want to live, in darkness, in time, being controlled by aliens like your natal chart, the planets, etc., or to be out of time and living in peace. So the light gives you the chance to do both. You know, they're not going to reprimand you if you choose darkness, which most people on this planet have chosen. But unfortunately, you start losing your spirit energy. And at that point, they get stolen, and your body parts get stolen. You have clone body parts with you through different healings, et cetera, that people have done for you. And it gets very disconcerting. And once you realize that, you realize that you sold yourself to the aliens and they're controlling you completely. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I don't know if you've really answered this maybe already, but the question on the fast chat is about how the clearing of religions is going.
Yeah, it's going good. It's hard. It's going good. That's, you know, they're still on it. And will be for quite a while. So they're going back, you know, like I said, right now they're at 12,000 BC. They work from where we are right now, going back in time to take out the God energies that are controlling religions. Another way of stating that is that when people go to church and they pray to a God outside of themselves, they're connecting to aliens. And those aliens are no longer connected to those religions as people pray. So their prayers will not go to anything. Typically, it'll just be a blank space as opposed to being hooked up to the alien life force. But they still can have programs inside of themselves. Remember, each time you connect to one of these alien races, you go to church and you pray to God, then they can put in implants into you. And those can still be active and running in you. So the source could be gone, but you still could have these alien races controlling you by the implants that they put in, and they can be time-coded. This is why you have events in your life. This is how psychic readers read you. They read the time-coded implants in you, which bring forth certain events in your life. So it's they can still be active, even though the alien races may not be here do their dirty deeds on you. But you still have that inside of you. This is why you need so many clearings done. The clearings help you have a better life. So we have our eight-hour call starting up next Sunday. It'll start actually on Saturday. So we'll be sending out emails first part of the week here. And the cost is $200 for 28 hours of healing. And it'll be starting, get my calendar up here, next Saturday. And the date is the 14th. That'll be a four-hour call. And then we have eight-hour calls, which would be the 15th, 22nd, and 29th of August. And you can get on these absentee if you wish. And if you have somebody living with you, a spouse or a significant other, they're half price, $100. And children under 18 are free if they live at home. And so are your animals and pets. And they do get attacked, too, by the aliens. You know, we pull off the snakes out of them, too, and the different energies. So it's very interesting as people watch their pets respond to these healings. So remember, you're not alone, and they're always with you. They crawl around inside of you. One of the phrases is, my skin is crawling. Well, that's them moving around. If you ever had an itch in your body or an ache and you kind of work on it and it moves from one location to the other, that's because you have energetic tunnels inside of you, and the alien life form, like maybe a caterpillar or maybe a scorpion or something, goes from maybe your shoulder down to your knee, and then it resides there. So there's a lot of things that go on inside of us that we don't know about, and these calls are to help you get rid of them. I'd recommend everybody to go on the darkness to light clearings. It's a free clearing. And you can get out the alien life forms, too. These are mainly the beings that are physical, that have a life just like yourself, that reside inside of you. And that will help them go to the light. So you may get yourself, a really nice healing that way. And remember, they're wanting to go to the light, but they have no way to go there. Because if they approach the light ship, you know, by itself, they'd be terminated. So this way you can give them, you know, do them a big favor, and they can go to the light. And eventually, maybe all the alien beings that are interfering with light may have a way to go to the light, because this is the way they can do that, and they can get out of the darkness. Remember, they're being controlled too. All these alien races at work in time are controlling everything in time. So, you know, as above, so below. So who's above them? They're being controlled too. Who's below them? Well, we're probably on the bottom of the chain here. But remember, they sell you, they you know, you're like real estate, you know. They put you up on the auction block, and they can sell different parts of you to different alien races. So it's not just one race that you have to deal with. This is why we have the alien attack removal on the website. It's $30 for the month. And you can go on there and select your favorite race and have some benefit. You can do the light beam up for 8 hours at night and have some wonderful clearings done. So if you haven't done that page yet, I would highly recommend doing that. The way you know you're under attack is if your body jerks at night, you feel pin pricks in your feet, and or maybe in your body someplace just before you go to sleep, and that's the indication that you're under attack. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So you've got the floor here, I guess.
Well, you know, as you were talking, I got I had kind of a question of my own that came up. So have you ever seen, like, an animal, like maybe a dog, you know, and they're sleeping, and they look and kind of sound like they're having a bad dream or their body is jerking?
Yeah, I have seen that, yes.
And do you think that that is because they are under attack?
More than likely, yes, because, remember, when you're sleeping, your body should be completely relaxed, and so something is interfering with their body energetics. So I would say that would be correct, just like people.
And what would you recommend for that?
The alien attack page, and just put your dog in there, you know, with a name on it when you start it off, and just go through it. There's a lot of information on that page, and, you know, you want to just get these things off. So just try it and see. It'll probably help the dog a lot if you have a dog and that's happening to you, or a cat, or some other animal. You might even try having the dog or cat sleep in a different room. Normally they're kind of like homing pigeons. They want to go to one location, and it's really hard to change a cat. But aside from that, if they do go to a different location, maybe they'll have some peace for a few days, just like humans do. So if you do feel under attack and your body is jerking, or maybe you have somebody that you're spending the night with and you hop into bed and all of a sudden you start to go to sleep after hearing this program and they start jerking and twisting and moving their feet around and you go, uh-oh, are they going to get me next because I'm next to this person? Well, it's very possible. So you may want to go to a different location. So some people, if they move over, you know, a foot or two in their bed, then the aliens won't really find you for a while. And then you may want to change rooms even. But it's a good way to check to see how they're doing. And that'll be good validation because some people think, well, that's just normal for the body to jerk, you know, and to, you know, bounce up in the air or something, or somebody yelling and screaming at night. Well, that's because they're being abducted. So, you know, you have to realize that if you change rooms, then you're going to find that you're not jerking, as long as they don't pinpoint you over again. Remember, we can thank the aliens for all this stuff that we have here, you know, and maybe probably give credit to the people that started the religions here, who brought them here, you know, in the name of God, whatever that would be. And the aliens are doing this to us. Remember, they take away our free choice, free will. And the only saving grace here is that the aliens that do definitely know that they don't have free choice, free will either, they can go on the website here and use you. This is what a lot of them do, and they can have a clearing. This is why I put that darkness to light clearing, because remember, you're not alone. You may think that you're there just sitting listening to this program, but what's inside of you? What else is there? And nobody really knows. You know, it's not like a split personality. It's that something could be inside of you listening, wanting a healing. And so this is why it's put up, so that you can really help them. And you're helping yourself. Once they get released out of you, you feel better. So this is kind of a common thing. It's not that it's that unusual. In fact, if anybody out there has noticed this and they went on that clearing and they felt better afterwards. Why don't you call in and maybe you could talk about it? Because this is not a a thing that is unusual you know, just something that only one or two people have. Everybody has this. So once you realize that you can help yourself and help them, then you live a better life. The clearings are here to help you live a better life. Back to you, Sylvia.
So basically, if somebody is experiencing that kind of thing with their pet, they can just go to your website, go on to the online clearing for the alien attack, and instead of putting their own name in, they can put their pet's name in. And or you could put up book pages, one with your and one with your pet. So we have a question about the slime body clearing, and let's see, it's Alexander saying felt lethargic today after doing that clearing, even after a full night of sleep, and wonders when it will be totally cleared away.
Got to keep working on it. I'll do a sample of that right now here. My chip is willing to do a sample. So here we go. That's on the website. It's a slime body clearing. I believe the cost is $100 and then $50 more for an additional unlimited time on it. So what the clearing does, it takes away the life form that's like a clear coating on your body. Remember, this is an active, living organism that's alien, and we call it a slime body. And it goes into all of the pores of your skin. It goes into your chakra system, and it makes you feel like you're running slow. So here we go. We'll see if this can help you, Alexander. So we're going to work with our, I guess, the top part of our body, so above the waist, then we'll go below the waist. So here we go. Do a quick sample here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do that one again above the waist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now below the waist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you should be waking up more a little bit. Remember, this energy kind of slows your body down because it's suffocating it. It's actually doing that to you. And it's a life form that is absorbing and taking away your life force energy. And when it clogs up your chakras, then you kind of feel poorly. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, okay, I guess I'm going to give the phone number again in case anybody would like to call and they didn't catch the number. So it's 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. I believe that is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, and we would love to hear from you. And let's see if we have any other questions. Kimberly is asking if the alien chakra cord clearing would be good, too, with the alien page.
Yeah, it probably would be, yeah. That may work out pretty well. I would say yes. What I will say for the newcomers listening here, most people assume that when you're abducted by the aliens, this is what the movies present it, that you're going to probably see a light come into your room, and you're going to see physical beings, possibly, or a silhouette of them coming in, and then they're going to lift you up out of your bed and float you out of your window, and then you go into a spaceship, your UFO or something. Well, that's, boy, that's so old technology. I mean, that's like stuff. You know, that's probably how they want to present it to people. They can take you up in a blink of an eye, okay, and you won't even know the difference, just like going into a parallel lifetime. This is how they abduct you, too. So if you're listening to this program and you think, well, I don't see any bright lights coming through my windows at night. I don't see little gray aliens or whatever it was there or is. because you, you know, naturally have been educated by, you know, the maybe false information, or you saw movies about this here, or you read something about how you get abducted. Well, that is such old technology that, I mean, it's very, very old. I would say that that's probably a carryover. As I look at information here, that's a carryover from the technologies probably about 25,000 years ago, okay? And so some races that are not as advanced may do that and have done that, but believe me, that's, it's so low-tech that it's not even considered now by almost any of them. Remember, they change... exchange technologies, and that's how they work together. And you know, if someone has a new technology, then another race will get that and use it. So as far as being abducted, you know, with the light in your window and stuff like that, or feeling the presence of an alien, or waking up and seeing one, you know, that can happen. But believe me, it's very, 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 very rare to have that show up. You know, it's older technology, like I said, and most abductions are done in a blink of an eye because you're taken up out of time. You don't know that you're gone because they can stop time for you. Remember, you know, like I mentioned before, is your neighbor, you know, living in a house or apartment next to you or a couple doors down, are they really there right now, okay? You know, so... you know, you're only going to know when you look at or out your window or walk in front of their place to actually see it. If you're not looking at it, then it's very possible that they may not even exist until they get put onto the timeline by you activating the timeline, and then the aliens will activate that coming to you. So it's another way of looking at it. Because if you're in a house right now and you have maybe, you know, you're in a certain room, you know, does your kitchen exist? Remember, if you're on the timeline with the aliens, are they really going to run that full motion picture of everything working at the same time? Because you are like in a movie, you know? And so, like watching a movie, you know, the editor who makes the movie initially, you know, after they, you know, the producer does it, then the editors come in and they cut out different scenes. So are all those scenes going to be used and that energy, in a sense, wasted because you're not going to see it? So if you're not going to see it, then does it really exist? So maybe, you know, if you walk out of the room that you're in, you know, they know that and they start to materialize the hologram to produce your hallway, to produce your bathroom, to produce your kitchen. But what you don't physically see may not even be in existence. Remember, it's taking energy for them to do that. So, in looking at it, why would they want to waste their energy to produce something that's not going to be viewed or seen? Because they control the timeline. So it's food for thought for everybody. So back to you, Sylvia. And we can maybe get a caller, hopefully. Hello, callers out there. We only got a little bit of time left here. The show goes by very quickly, so we got about 10 minutes. So maybe we can get a nice caller to call in.
Well, let's see if we have, while we're waiting for a caller, we have a couple of questions on the fast chat relating to what you were talking about earlier as far as the different aliens connected to and controlling the religions on the planet. And Chris is asking what will happen to people's energy. Will it just float in space? And he's referring to the people in churches that are praying to alien races that are no longer here.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I don't think the mind energy of people will be strong enough to materialize something that they believe is a God energy, okay? So the alien brought the blueprint down here, the aliens, and that's what they connect to initially. So I don't think a minister or a priest or rabbi or whatever, if they're going to actually be able to hold the consciousness of the whole congregation to materialize a life form, we'll say, a conscious energy, and have it stay there. And I don't think the light ship would allow that anyway. So I would say they're just going to be doing their rituals, whatever that would be. Maybe when you're praying, you're doing a ritual to something. And it'll just go nowhere. So, and if you start noticing, like I've been saying for quite a while, the older practitioners, the older being maybe ones that have been out working with the light of the darkness, you know, for maybe the last 30 years, they're starting to become sick now. And they start losing their health because they're still using that dark energy. And even though it may be getting eliminated, they're still plugged in with the implants and all the stuff that the aliens wanted them to do. And they still have controlling programs. And this is actually taking them down. So if you know a practitioner that, you know, doesn't look too well, it's only because they're not using light, using the light of the darkness. So they're using dark energy and telling you that they're using light to do healings on people. And this is kind of what's, you know, happening all the time now. So, you know, you can watch the validation for yourself and watch the practitioners and see how they're looking, how they're behaving. Maybe some of them have lost their powers already because they're using alien powers that are no longer going to be here. Remember, it's all mind energy. So you start taking away that mind energy that's connected to the time-based reality, then that's it. So ideally, if we had no time here, if everybody here on this planet would say, you know, I don't want to live in time any longer, and goodbye aliens, if you could hold yourself in the heart, they'd have nothing to grab onto you with. You still would have the programs inside of you that could be activated, but once you're in your heart, it's very hard for them to do that. But it's hard to keep people in their heart all the time because you're living in a reality where people live in mind. Remember, the dark side cloned the energy of the heart and put it into mind energy. So it's the same basic operating system, we'll say. And, you know, you have to switch it over to the heart. But they copy that. That's to fuel your spirit for all of its incarnations. So that it thinks that it's doing the proper thing here. But, you know, as these alien races get out of here, get released, you know, and people are still praying to them, bringing in energies and vortexes. Normally people have certain days or dates. You know, since we're in, you know, the 2010, I'm sure that somebody's putting out something on the internet, you know, 10, 10, 10, you know, the magic numbers of all 10s. And that'll probably be a big day for the witchcraft, Wicca people, whatever, to connect to these energies, to bring in energies here, thinking that we need it. And I would imagine that the energy will be kind of reduced at that point as the light shift starts to work more and more with this energy. So last year was 9909, so I'm sure it'll be 10-10-10, and next year it'll be 11-11-11, and then, you know, it'll go on and on. So you got to look at these key points. Doesn't matter what the planets are doing, the alignment of the planets, remember that's controlled in time too. And so you have to realize that we're controlled in time, and the time is what you want to get out of. That causes all of your problems. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so Chris is asking if you are still accepting suggestions for the robotics clearing.
Yeah, if you want to send me emails on that, yeah, I'm still compiling data on that. I'll do a sample of that for people. So the robotic clearing is an energy that is controlling you. It's outside of yourself, and it's kind of like an energy system that makes your body function. So we'll take away the energies from your hands that are connected to the robotic energies. Remember, this is probably only one race that I can release right now, and there could be, you know, thousands of them. So just because you have this clearing done once, you know, as a sample, does not mean that you've had it completed, okay? It's just a way to show you that it's out there. So we'll do a sample on your hands, take away the energy here from an alien race. Maybe there's more than one race that's controlling you from afar or just outside of yourself, outside of your body energy. And you don't know where they are. Much like the movie that was out where the predators, okay? Remember, they were always there in that movie, and then they materialized, you know, and became physical, but they were still there. So just because you don't see them doesn't mean that they're not around you. So here we go, count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to wiggle your hands a little bit. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have a beep there, so wiggle your hands, see how you feel. Hello, caller. We got a couple minutes here.
Hey, Ron. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi.
This is Victoria Ann.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks. Just something really short. I've been working on some advertisements, and I think they're kind of neat, and I'd like to read a couple of them, Ron. Is that okay? They're real short.
Sure. Perfect. Go ahead.
We could use these as bumper stickers, too, if you thought it appropriate, or T-shirts. One is, aliens say the darndest things. What they don't want you to know, and a question mark. If you're not there, can you imagine seeing this on the back of a bumper sticker of a car? If you're not there, who is? And don't slime the light. And now I smell the roses.
That's good. That's good.
I just thought I'd share that with you. We're working on some advertisement for bus benches, too. But anyway, I thought this would be the right evening to share a couple of those. And that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay. So our time is coming to a close here. So hopefully your hands feel a little better. And, you know, if you want to send me information about that, that'd be wonderful, what you felt. And also, you may be in tune, too, with other robotics energies. Remember, these make your body not like a robot. And like I mentioned to people, you know, when I talk, you know, on these programs, that sometimes people have a different type of personality or a different action for different things that they're doing. So they go through, like, split personality sometimes. And that could be the robotic controlling you, that the robotic energy of an alien wanting to have you perform a certain task. And you might kind of look at that for yourself. Maybe you know people who act like robots. And just kind of see how they are. I don't know if I'd want to be around robotic people too much, but because it might rub off on you. You know, because remember, they're there to bring forth an energy system to connect to other people to work with their own agenda. And so sometimes some of the robotic people may have cameras in their eyes, may have microphones in their ears. You know, I've seen this physically on people, releasing these out of them. You know, so, you know, just kind of watch. Like I say, you know, when you go out for coffee someplace, I call it the Alien Cafe, you know, you can watch people and listen to different conversations at different tables. And you're going to notice that some of those tables, you know, they kind of come around the same time. And maybe they talk for 15 minutes to half an hour. And then all of a sudden you see the tables leave, you know, with different people at the same time. And you go, wow, that's really strange. I got five tables that left all at once. Well, it's the aliens inside of them communicating to each other through their code system, through different words, what they want to do next here. So you may get some insight on that. And it's very interesting. So just go to your next Alien Cafe and listen, overhear conversations, and you're going to get a clue of what's happening here. So So this is Ron Amatron. Like I said, our next marathon healings, which are the intensives, $28 of healings for $200, $100 for your spouse, will be starting next Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific, and Sunday it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time. 4-hour call on Saturday, 8-hour call on Sunday, and you can be absentee. It will work the same. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And thank you, Victoria Ann, for calling. And thank you, Sylvia.
You're welcome.
And our next program is Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific here on BBS. Blessings, everybody.
Okay, good night, everyone. Blessings.
Night.
Good night.